Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jonas Yantan with Evening News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says knowledge can play a crucial role in making India developed by 2047. Inaugurates newly built campus of Nalanda University in Bihar. Minister for PhD and Cooperation Jacob Zuma inaugurates new directorate building of Register of Cooperative Societies, Nagaland. Deputy Commissioner Dimapur, Dr. Dino Jungshi Chang, requests political parties to maintain decorum during canvassing to prevent disturbances to general public. And government declares 26 June the day of polling for urban local bodies election as paid holiday. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, knowledge can play a crucial role in making India developed by 2047. Addressing a gathering of students and faculty members at Sushama Swaraj Auditorium at Nalanda University in Rajgir, Modi said India can achieve a position of superpower by strengthening its education and knowledge system. The Prime Minister inaugurated the newly built campus of Nalanda University in Rajgir in Bihar. He said that Nalanda University was a great example of our identity and traditions to the world. He said a rejuvenation of Nalanda University in its new form symbolizes the capacity and might of emerging India. Modi said his government is working on the ethos of our ancient traditions in order to promote development and environment conservation together. The Prime Minister said the International Solar Alliance is also such a step which we are promoting. Modi reiterated that his government is trying to re-establish India as a big knowledge center by providing it with a new identity in the education sector. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the government is leveraging the power of technology to overcome the challenges related to sickle cell disease. On World Sickle Cell Day, Modi reiterated the government's commitment to overcome this disease. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said, last year the centre launched the National Sickle Cell Anemia Elimination Mission and has been working on aspects including creating awareness, universal screening, early detection and proper care. Minister for PhD and Cooperation Jacob Zuma today inaugurated the new directorate building of the Register of Cooperative Societies, Nagaland at Mirima. The newly built directorate was constructed at a cost of 19 crores, 21 lakh rupees. Speaking at a program, Minister Zuma termed it a red letter for the department and for the people of the state, adding that with the completion of the much-needed structure and its subsequent functioning, the cooperative movement in the state will be streamlined and pave the path for a more robust and integrated cooperative scene. He said, the department is going to play at a very crucial role in developing the aspiration of the lower and middle class families of the state. Zuma said the department is in discussion with the ministry in Delhi to take the department forward to cater to the needs of the people in region specific, to diversify the objective and ensure the maximum benefit goes to the local entrepreneurs and those running business on a small scale. He said diversification process will give a big boost to the locals and small-scale entrepreneurs, thereby linking them to agri and allied markets within and outside the state. Zuma said that the department aspires to expand its horizons to the rest of the country and give a huge boost to the local producers, value chain markets, storage capacities, so that there is economic impact in the livelihood of the state. He also informed that the central government under the Ministry of Cooperative has introduced grain storage scheme for all the states of the country, including Nagaland. To this, he said this scheme offers a good opportunity for all the cooperative societies of agri and allied. Informing that the state has over 8,000 cooperative societies, the minister said the department is examining the performances of various registered societies under the cooperative department. He also appealed to the cooperative societies to start using the services of the Nagaland State Cooperative Banks, adding that the only state government-owned bank should be promoted for growth and progress. The minister also noted the department has a huge scope, not only in terms of procuring profits, but in a diversified manner. In this, Zumomi asserted that the department needs to explore in the tourism sector. This news comes to you from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Deputy Commissioner Dimapur, Dr. Dino Jomshichang, has requested political parties to maintain decorum during canvassing to prevent any disturbances to the general public. Speaking at a district level coordination committee on the Dimapur District for Peaceful Conduct of Municipal and Town Council Election 2024, the DC called on the GBs and chairmen to uphold the sanctity of their office and remain impartial towards different political parties. He also stressed the importance of ensuring that a campaigning period is adhered to and requested the GBs to keep Yes administration informed of any issues and assisting in maintaining law and order. Commissioner of Police Dimapur Gebituto Sope requested the GBs and chairmen and political parties to work closely with the administration and the police so that the elections will be held peacefully. Returning officer for Dimapur Municipal Council, W. Manpai Pong, said that the municipal elections are being held after more than 20 years and there are lots of appreciations regarding the situation in Dimapur. He therefore requested the candidates and political parties not to resort to unfair means. The returning officer also requested the GBs and chairmen to be the eyes and ears of the government and to work together with the administration and to inform the authorities if there are any untoward incidents. The government has declared 26 June the day of polling for urban local bodies election as paid holiday to enable people to exercise their franchise. This holiday applies to all employees of the state government in the municipal and town council areas of the districts going to polls. This also applies to all categories of employees ordinarily residing in one area but having the place of work in another area. The day of polling is also declared paid holiday for all employees of banks and financial institutions in the municipal and town council areas to enable them to exercise the franchise. Meanwhile, in a separate notification, the government declared 22nd June as a working day for those offices and departments engaged in election works under the municipal and town council areas. Advisor IPR and Soil and Water Conservation, Imgong L. Imjin, today flagged off 8 well-equipped multimedia mobile vehicles. Imchen, speaking at the event, said the field officers of the IPR department are the nodal officers for various departments through whom government policies and programs are disseminated to the people. Imgong urged the officers to utilize the new vehicles and facilities provided for the service of the people and disseminate government activities to the remotest part of the state. Director IPR Zubenyo Tenyo said the vehicles will cater to broadcasting various awareness and educational videos, documentaries and public service announcements. Tenyo informed that the vehicles are equipped with projectors and screens, laptops and all-in-one sound systems for easy usage, adding that it will help in making announcements and dissemination of information in every part of the state. The Directorate of Technical Education has informed that the last date for submission of NEET UG 2024 registration form for Nagaland State Reserve seats of various medical courses has been extended till 25th June. These courses include MBBS, BDS, BBSC and AH, PAMS, PHMS, BASLP and PUMS. The department also informed that no further extension of dates will be made and no form will be accepted thereafter. And now to the news, here are the headlines again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says knowledge can play a crucial role in making India developed by 2047. Inaugurates newly built campus of Nalanda University in Bihar. Minister for PhD and Cooperation, Jacob Zumomi, inaugurates new directorate building of Register of Cooperative Societies, Nagaland. Deputy Commissioner Dimapur, Dr. Dino Jomshichang, requests political parties to maintain decorum during canvassing to prevent disturbances to the general public. and government declares 26 June the day of polling for urban local bodies election as paid holiday. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.